Hey.
Hey.
Oh, we're going.
Hey.
Okay. This is it. Get ready.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Zach.
What's up, y'all?
What's up? Hey, why should you be our roommate?
Well, I am friendly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true.
I can vouch for that.
I like that.
You meet me in the nook, in the breakfast nook. Mm-hmm. We might have a little nice discussion. We're starting the day off on a good note.
I like that.
I always leave the seat down.
Oh,
thank you. I don't want to touch that.
Even at men's rooms. It's a habit I can't break.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Respect.
I love
respect.
That. You were raised right.
I'm getting used to the top, the lid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new one because everyone's
yes,
afraid
us
of
too.
The gym or the germs getting
out. Yeah. Okay.
Respect,
sidebar.
Respect.
Sidebar. We're in the middle of your intro.
Sidebar.
But there's a commercial I saw recently that was of like some Febreze product.
Okay.
And it was like.
Not a sponsor.
Every time you flush. Definitely not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Every time you flush the toilet, little shits get out. Like it was basically that.
Yeah.
And it was like, so buy our product because it'll make the shit smell go away. And I was like, or.
I'll you just could shut just that
shut
lid.
That lid. Just shut it.
Or invite Zach over. He'll shut it for you.
Yeah.
I'm learning that.
Okay.
I always leave the seat down. The lid
Thank
I'm working
you so much.
On.
Okay, okay,
Thank
okay,
you so much.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha.
And I have a series of 49ers trading cards that have almost no value.
Oh, okay.
Hey, almost no value. Almost we call the show. Let's get into it.
Put the cake in the oven. And I'll read you a book on the shelf.
Water the plants that need it, and we'll play a game by ourselves.
Because you know that you can talk to me.
You can talk to me. I know that I can talk to you.
You can talk to me. Everything is a to be all
right. Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He's Kyle, and he has not one, not two, but three robot arms.
She's Maggie, and she has not one, not two, but two robot arms.
Yeah, Zeebzorb,
wow.
Got him.
Zeebzorb, zop. Got
I don't
him.
Know where that came from. That just came from.
Yeah,
that came to me.
That just came to me.
You're
too.
Wearing a Boy Meets Robot shirt.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I thought one robot arm's not funny. Two robot arms, that's just a robot. Three robot arms, huh?
That's a scary robot. Yeah,
so that's the vibe that I'm bringing is comedy that's very clear and concise and good and
very
no
clear
questions
and concise
about.
And good and no questions. And you know what? Speaking of arms,
yeah,
I was going to bring this up. I saw someone with about eight arms.
You saw octopus?
No. Hang on. It was a spider.
Why?
So I was driving in my car.
No.
... I was driving on my way home, and like suddenly, like I'm like,
no.
What am I seeing in front of me?
No. I don't want to hear the story.
What am I seeing in front of me? And I realize it's one of the it's one of the tiny spiders.
Okay.
It's like it's one of those tiny ones where it's so tiny you feel like you don't have to worry about it, but. It is like inches from my face. So I'm driving and like I start to see it and it's moving across a web like horizontally in front of me.
It's making a web?
I don't know if
before
it's making
your
it.
Eyes?
I don't know. I had the window open. It might have like swung in when I opened the window. I don't know what it was. But anyway,
the
so I'm driving
hell?
And I start to see this. And so I'm like, okay, first things first, I have to keep driving.
No.
Like I can't. I'm mid drive.
I would have flailed off the road.
So I'm mid drive, so I have to keep driving.
No.
And so I focus on the road and it's slow and like I'm seeing it's slowly like crawling to the outside and it goes out the window, I guess.
Oh.
And that's where it disappeared.
What?
If it was one of those like.
That's the story? You saw a spider and it crawled away?
That's the story here, folks.
I mean, that is actually really wild. I've never known a spider to like be like, peace.
Hang on, let me slow it down. And then it crawled
out the window.
No, if it was one of those fat butt spiders.
Yeah, fat butt, fat bottom girls.
If it was one of those fat butt spiders, I would have freaked out. If it was like,
no.
Listen,
mm-mm.
If a butt is like 80% of your body.
That's scary.
I'm going to get a little
spiders.
Nervous.
Spiders specifically.
I think any animal, anything, if a butt is it takes up 80% of your
that's
body.
That's a lot. You're right.
That's a lot.
High percentage.
That's a big butt. And there's spiders like that where the butt is 80, 90%.
It's funny now that we're talking about it, that it is the butt though.
It
that's
is kind
funny
because
you're totally right. Like a little butt spider, that's not really that scary. I mean, they can be, but like a little tiny one, even I'm not that scared of it. If the butt is,
if the butt
huge,
is
I'm
huge.
Like, oh! I freak out.
You know how we talk about like, hey, like school should prepare you for life? Like, yeah. Why doesn't school teach us about like taxes?
Yeah.
Or like, why isn't sex ed better?
Sex homeownership. Ed, yeah.
Like school should teach you that?
Credit.
You know what I mean? And I feel like driving tests, ooh, legit, there should be a spider part of the test. I mean, I kid you not. There should be a spider part of the test, yeah, where it's like, can you maintain focus while driving?
Now,
if there was a spider villain in your car.
I wasn't going to, if there was a spider villain such as Green Goblin, et cetera, yes, in your car.
Yes.
I was not going to bring this up because I thought we were done on the subject, but a spider was in my car this week too, Kyle.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was in...
Just keep talking. I thought you were reaching. Why do you have to pause?
I thought it would help you with the editing. I thought you were
okay,
reaching.
Okay, here's what Maggie thought I was going to do.
You're welcome. I'm a professional. Oh, I know to stop my line and stay on my mark.
No, just keep talking.
I've been on television now.
That's the one thing we need. Yes, it's the one thing we need in a podcast is talking.
I saw an also very small, and I realized it right away that it was a very small spider. And my arachnophobia has diminished such that if it's That's very true. Small, mm-hmm, I'm not as scared of them anymore. But I was... not yeah. great at focusing on mm-hmm. the road, I will say. And I pulled over as soon as I could. It was on the side, like by the door yeah. handle. And it was just like crawling closer to me, not away out the door like yours.
Out the window. Spooky.
Spooky. But no, I pulled over and I used a tissue and I was like, you know, yeah. and like opened the door and like let it out. And I did. Thank you. You're proud of me.
Also a great story.
We're not good at stories. We're not good at stories.
Hey, mine is great. I built mine. Yours is just
yours
sort of
was
like...
this. I saw something. I was like, what is that? And then I was like, it's spider. And spider. Nope. When I realized it was spider, it crawled out window. What?
You know what your story feels like? It feels like you just got sucked out the window. That's what your story
so rude.
Feels like.
I would love to be sucked out a window.
I just think... I remember hearing this story, and it feels like an urban legend, but I think it was probably true. I remember hearing about like some kid in high school who like wrecked his car because he saw a spider.
I heard this too. Yeah, I heard this too. I heard this
you
too.
Heard this at your high school?
Yeah, 100%. Like some kid, like, and that kid died. Because,
mine didn't die. I don't think he just wrecked the car.
A friend of mine was on her way to work at Holy Cow Frozen Custard in Delafield, Wisconsin, where I worked in high school.
Okay. Great.
And she said on her way to work, she put on her hat. We had red baseball hats.
Great. Oh, what shade of red? Sorry.
Crimson.
Okay. Thank you. Keep going with the story.
So we had red baseball hats. She put on her baseball hat while she was driving. Huge spider from the visor, like right in front of
that
her face.
Scary.
Like a huge spider came down and she was like, ah! And then she died that day. No, she's alive. I hope she's alive and well.
Shouldn't that be part of the test, though? I feel like your yeah. driving test should include that.
There should be like, surprise! And like there's a spider yes. on a string. Yeah.
You should have to, drive with like a spider yeah. in the car. You should have
murderer?
To drive with like a murderer in the vehicle.
Yeah.
A couple in the back crying and arguing.
Oh, like that. For what? To prepare you for being an Uber
yes.
driver, inevitably.
Inevitably. Like, oh, what's your major? English? Okay. Okay. Oh, you want to be an actor? Okay, yeah. Okay, we're gonna throw a couple in the back. They're going to fuck. And we're going to see if you can keep driving, okay? That just would be really helpful.
What if the spider was fuck or the people were fucking and a spider came down
yes.
on your visor? Oh no.
That is a lot. But
that's Uber.
But if
driver.
You can handle that, I feel like you deserve a license.
That's like how in London, do you know about this? The test to become a cabbie in London uh-huh. is called the knowledge.
It's called the knowledge.
It's called the knowledge.
And hey, you thanks have for joining to... us. This is Maggie Lyle Smith, aka the bookkeeper, aka books, aka the knowledge.
The knowledge. But the knowledge you have to know every single street in all of London.
Yeah, I have heard
so,
that.
So yeah, it's really hard to become a cabbie in London.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Uber just sort of destroyed that overnight. Anyway.
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 Anyway. Okay, so let's get to our roommate this week.
I loved this episode. This is a great one.
Super fun. If you tune out after this part, boy, would you be a fool.
Stupid.
And if you fast forwarded till you got to this part, don't worry. Smart. We're almost to the guest. Because our guest today, I'm super excited he's here. You might know him from the season finale of Shameless. You might know him from his podcast,
classic.
Hesby Street. You also might know him from the HR video at the Comedy Store that he was recently in.
That's right, folks. If you work at the Comedy Store, you'll see him featured.
So I do feel like he works at the Comedy Store as a door guy.
Oh yeah,
That's what we call
a coveted position.
A coveted position. You have to be a stand up to be a door guy.
Yeah.
All the door guys are stand ups.
Yeah. You have to audition, right?
You have to audition.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you have to be funny.
Yeah.
In order to get
yeah.
people their seat.
And that's why we had him. We wanted to have someone funny for once.
Yes, we wanted for once. But no, he's great.
So,
I do
so
feel
serious.
Like he was one of my first friends at the Comedy Store. He's a hilarious guy. Check out his Instagram because you can see how funny he is. And if you get a chance, catch him live. Please help us welcome this week our roommate,
Zach Chappelloni. Forgot I have access to this too.
Ooh.
We have lots of toys.
Yeah.
We have
butlers just start racing in for each room.
Yeah, the thing with the toilet seat, like I always close it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I've done this only a few times, mm-hmm. and I feel like this is one of the earliest things we talked about on the podcast. If there is pee on a toilet seat,
uh-oh.
Especially if it's a unisex bathroom, do you ever wipe it off?
Kyle?
Because you don't want, like, it's a single stall bathroom.
Yeah.
You're in a unisex single stall bathroom, and if there's urine on the seat, I don't want the person behind me to come in and be like, oh my goodness, look what Kyle just did.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because at work, at my other work, Griffith Observatory, because I do work with Zach at the comedy store.
Right.
But at Griffith Observatory, there's single stall bathrooms, and at least once I have wiped the seat down, even though it wasn't me, just because God I didn't want you. Someone to come in and be like, oh,
gross.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle's the piss boy.
Yeah.
The piss boy.
Kyle is the piss boy.
I have a more selfish solution to that that I do to avoid my name being besmirched by the next bathroom
attendant. Avoid becoming Kyle Piss Boy.
Yeah, the piss boy Montaigne.
What I do is, and this is, I'm so glad you brought this up because I've never talked about this.
Yes, it's...
I see a little pee on the seat and I go, well, I don't want this next person thinking that was me. Yeah. Especially unisex bathroom.
Yes.
So I lift the seat up and I leave it up.
Whoa!
I have done the same thing!
Shut up!
I've done the same thing. Like, I'm like... In a normal situation, I honestly would put the seat down. But in this situation, I'm not putting the seat back down because then they'll know, they'll think that I
didn't pee on. Because they would go, well, he's not a psycho that peed and then lifted it. So now you're separating crimes.
I've done that.
Are we worried that the pee dribbles down is not visible and then the next person's coming in and just popping a squat right down onto
We're creating a whole new slew of problems.
Yes.
Sure.
I will say this ever since, I think maybe before COVID, if I'm in a public bathroom, wipe, no matter what, before.
I
always do.
Even on a
piss-free
seat.
Because I'm like, I don't know who's been in here.
But you
know.
Okay, so, but you, when you sit on it, is there any, do you use the paper cover thing?
I DIY my own out of toilet paper.
That's okay. What I
because
often
the paper,
do.
The covers are like, oh, let me just punch a hole. Oh,
that's
I
weird.
Ripped it.
How is there not a better design yet?
I don't know.
We're
it's
in the
2024.
I have to tear. There's no perforated line.
Come on. You do the work for me.
We have
cyber
everywhere.
Trucks now.
Thank
figure this out,
dot
Elon.
Dot the line. Elon.
Jeez, Elon. Oh, yeah. Stop shooting things into space and figure out our asses.
I agree. The toilet paper one is the better one.
Oh, my God. Is this when we were in New Zealand? I can't remember. There was... the seat covers that would like automatically change.
Ooh.
Like it was like covered in plastic and it'd be like, and now we are doing this. Blah, 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 blah.
I
would just do
that
a little
once and I don't remember where.
I don't remember where it was. It's definitely not America.
Awesome.
It was abroad.
No. Those toilet, when I was in Japan, I'm like, we are so far behind.
I mean,
you look at a toilet, you're like, they're
why are
they're
we beating
behind?
Let's talk about the Japanese toilets. What was your experience?
Yeah.
You know,
lead us into that magical Narnia.
I love, because in the comedy world, we all try to be so smart and everything I end up doing reverts back to poo-poo
and
pee-pee.
Can I say like immediately on this podcast?
Poo-poo pee-pee.
Yeah.
Zach Jabaloni.
I am poo-poo, a poo-poo pee-pee comic. I can't avoid it.
The poo-poo pee-pee comic.
Kyle the Piss Boy Montaigne. Zach poo-poo pee-pee.
We're a killer tandem.
And Maggie the DIY toilet seater.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, keep them clean.
Keep them clean.
Okay, so lay the scene. You're in Japan. The toilets are beautiful.
Toilets, gorgeous. Yeah. Bidet, for the first time ever, I experienced that Japan.
The kind that's in the toilet that just shoots right up into there?
It's in the toilet. Mm. It goes up in. Mm. The hotel we stayed at, they had hot and warm water, sound.
Toilet sound?
Toilet sound. Like running water.
What? To help you along in the process.
Different types of running water, or
if
just
you don't
one?
Want people hearing you, it was just like a shh.
Just one option.
One option.
Okay. Hang on.
I would like a rain effect.
Yeah.
A toilet white noise machine is actually the most obvious. Like, why are we not doing that?
I think they actually call it a toilet wipe noise machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Yeah. That's just what it sounds like in there. That's
you hear the water for a little bit, and then you just hear like a jungle frog. You're like, wait, are we outside?
Hang on.
It's an ape.
And then air dry. Hot or cold air
on your booty,
on your butt,
right up there in the
booty. Okay. Yep. See. So did you like just want to stay in the bathroom? Was that your instinct?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. You know what's funny is I am a getting a little vulnerable here. I am a long pooper.
Mm-hmm. A little vulnerable.
But when bidets are involved, it's over.
Oh, wow.
It's a quick process. I can't stay long.
Do you?
They did everything I need.
Yeah.
Did you get on board with the kind that you can just buy? Like, do you have one at your home now?
We did buy one.
Yeah!
Oh, you did!
This is a happy ending.
We bought one.
We have one right under this couch you're sitting on.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, no, so actually, turn it on. That we haven't used yet for whatever reason. We haven't found the right setup. And I'm like, could we please get rid of this?
We've
just been carting this around from apartment to apartment to apartment and haven't used it yet.
You have to use your tushy.
One apartment. It didn't work in the last one because we
couldn't. Will it work here?
I didn't try because I forgot about it until this moment.
Oh, my God. You guys.
We're going to get there. We're going to
get to a question.
Okay.
Let's jump in.
Does anyone else have a designated time loop word in the incredibly unlikely event it ever happens? Say you get stuck in a time loop.
Okay.
We all know how this goes.
You get stuck in a time loop.
You think you're funny?
I don't know.
You think you're having a good time?
I'm sorry.
Do you hear the
Zach,
silence?
I'm sorry. I know you expected more out of me. I'm sorry.
We all know how this goes. You try and ask for help. Your friends slash family demand proof. And while, yes, you could predict something unpredictable, you could still be written off as just fucking around.
You can predict something unpredictable. Is that what they just said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think they're saying, like, if I'm in a time loop and it's like, no, I know you're going to get a paper cut in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
I got my paper cut.
Yes, right.
I think that's they're trying to prove. They're wondering if there's a word that they can prove to their friends
yes.
and family.
Okay.
Okay. But if you and your family have words, say your sister's word was alcohol.
Alcohol.
Why is your sister involved in this?
That's such a basic word.
She's like, not again. I hate talking about it.
Every time she goes to the bar, she's stuck in a time loop.
Hey, can I get one alcohol, please?
Oh, no! Oh, Jennifer! No,
Jennifer, I'll get you out! Slap!
Learn your lesson already!
Shoot her!
Oh, if your time loop word is alcohol, help me out, please. What? And now your sister knows what's up and can assist. It immediately simplifies the process, especially if the day is notably bland and boring.
Mm. Yeah, that would suck.
Huh. Mm. So if you're in a time loop and if we're all friends here, if we all establish a word to be like, listen, Zach, alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Yeah.
I'm stuck in a time loop.
Yeah.
What is that? It's just sort of I feel like it's just an arbitrary word.
Well, it's like
yeah.
a 50 first dates thing, I think. Like it catches you up to speed, you know?
Okay.
Like it's just like, okay, now we can at least, like, I know you're in a time loop. I don't know what to do about it, but now we can, you know.
That's my problem with this, is I don't know what to do about it.
No,
you're just telling
you
me.
You say alcohol.
Right.
Like,
and I go, oh,
okay,
sorry about your situation.
Sucks. I got to get to work.
I got
to
go to work.
I guess I won't see you tomorrow, because you'll be here.
Yeah, that really sucks.
You'll be today still.
Also, don't you think you could really abuse this party, or this power?
Abuse this party,
abuse
wow.
this party. So we're talking about alcohol.
Like, yeah,
listen,
totally.
Let's get crunk.
Destroy some livers.
But if my word was like Mario, I could just be Kyle Mario and be like, he's like freaking out, he thinks I'm in a time loop, but I'm just making a joke.
Yeah, how many times can you cry
right.
time loop? Yeah,
before you get stuck in your actual time loop.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you can't cry time loop too much. Monkeypox.
The
like,
boy who
go.
Cried time loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know what would happen if I was stuck in a time loop, especially if it's a bland and boring day.
Alcohol just seems like the most baseline word.
Yeah, you can't be picking. What's a good one that people would be like, whoa?
It'd have to be like scrumdicious or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I just heard about this amazing black country new pop singer that has taken the world by storm. His name is Shaboozy.
Shaboozy is a good one.
That's
a
time
loop
word.
Is this
a
cry for help? Are you
that's
stuck a time in a time loop?
I need help,
that's
guys.
A time loop word. Shaboozy. Oh, no,
Shaboozy,
Zach.
Yeah.
Okay.
It almost feels like the word that might cure the time loop.
That's
it feels so like incantation.
Like, we're in a Jumanji situation. Hold your hands above your head and scream out Shaboozy.
All right, I think we pretty well solved that one.
When does a branch become a stick? A tree becomes a branch when part of it shoots from the trunk. But if a branch falls from the tree, does it become a stick? And if not, when does the broken branch become a stick?
A tree becomes a branch. A tree becomes a branch when part of it shoots from the trunk.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same as a branch falling from the tree? Wait. A tree doesn't become a branch.
A tree becomes a branch.
No, a tree grows a branch.
A tree grows a branch. But at what point are you no longer the tree?
Whoa, Zach.
Dude. Are we getting back into it? We got to Shaboozy our way out of this.
Yeah.
I think we started another time loop.
This would be the worst time loop problem to solve. It's such a like semantic, like, well, is it a tree or is it a tree branch?
Yeah, I would say that it's a stick the moment it breaks.
Yeah. If it's off tree, it's branch.
You're not like, grab that branch off the ground. If it's off tree, it's stick.
If it's off tree, it's stick.
If off tree, stick. If on tree, branch.
On tree, branch.
And if it's like big tree, it's tree.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what happens when Michelle Branch falls off of her tree?
Oh, Michelle Stick?
Michelle Stick.
Michelle Stick. Stick.
Mm. Yeah.
Michelle Stick.
Stuck in my brain.
Grab that Michelle Stick up there.
Everywhere to me.
Girl? I'm trying to think of Michelle Branch songs.
Kyle, come on. We've talked about this.
I know.
Kyle should do a one-man cover band.
Oh, yeah,
band.
I had an idea to do a one-man cover band of Michelle Branch, and I'll call it
Kyle Branch.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that actually just right?
People will be like, I did not know she had a brother. That's so cool.
Kyle Branch.
And he hasn't let go of her
career. He just plays her songs.
he's just holding on really tight.
He's lingering.
It's kind of
sweet,
like
really.
A koala to his mom.
Sweet.
I bet they don't get along.
He really seems like a leech. He really seems like he's
Is she
sucking.
Okay with this?
Is that why I haven't heard any new Michelle Branch songs?
Where is Michelle?
Where's Michelle?
Kyle?
Oh my God.
She fell off the tree.
Oh God.
Yeah. Speaking of Twisted, we got some free pretzels last night.
Oh yeah.
Are you
using this platform to brag about it?
Yeah, it's past due, so don't look for it, Room Rats. But we got some free Wetzel's pretzels. It was pretzel day. I don't know what you were doing last night, but we got free pretzels.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Wetzel's Pretzels. We went
That's
to the
right.
mall, got free pretzels.
They
Wetzel's
just gave
pretzels.
Them to us.
Is this a sponsorship?
No.
No, it's not. But although you
again,
want to talk about
past.
A Wetzel sponsorship, my friend.
Oh my goodness, this is real.
My friend named her dog Wetzel.
Oh, wait, that's not the part. Oh, sorry.
You
wrong sound effect.
Who'd you hurt?
Get out of here, dog.
Named her dog Wetzel and got a sponsorship, like free pretzels for a year.
No.
That's the part. Dun, dun, dun.
Dude, that's epic.
Really puts our pretzel story into.
What were you doing last night if you weren't going to get pretzels?
Man, I got to tell the world about my cat, filet mignon.
You could have filet mignon for years.
Wow, it's just raining.
Is that really your cat's name?
No, I don't have a cat.
Fuck, dude.
But I will get
so
one. Let me get a cat and name it. What do I crave the most?
Mm.
I'm going to get a cat and name it Jelly Donut.
That's
a great
cute.
Cat
That's
name.
Really cute. Jelly Donut, get down from there.
Jelly Donut.
Jelly Donut, stop.
Jelly, yeah, but then you get the variations, right? People always have like Jelly Belly, Cronut.
Oh, I think you got to get more specific if you want free stuff. I
right.
can't help but think.
Jelly Belly. I get all the jelly beans.
There
I
we go. Yeah, see, that works.
Yeah.
You had Joke Off last night, yeah?
We had Joke Off last night at the Hollywood Improv.
Yes. Oh. Thank you. Sorry, I'm like, what's he pointing at? Is there a stick on the ground?
Stick! Get it out of
somebody
here.
Get Michelle Stick
Greg.
Up.
Make it a branch.
Her branch is broken.
If you tape it back onto the tree, is it then a branch?
It's a branch.
Then Michelle Branch again.
I think it's a branch.
You can do that. I mean, you can actually stick branches into trees and they'll become part of the tree.
They'll heal again.
So does that mean there's no sticks?
If we name the episode Michelle Stick, would anyone get the reference at a glance?
I think that's
is that
not
a funny
the title.
Title?
No.
I think
not
that's
the
not,
the
title.
Not the title. So you had Joke Off last
anyway,
night.
Anyway, tell us about Joke Off.
How'd
Michelle
it go?
Michelle Stick. It went great.
That's good. That's good.
It went fantastic. We had Bruce Gray, Chappelle Lacey, Danny Jolas, and Emily Catalano. A great
one
lineup.
Of those are time loop words?
Those
feels...
are, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Danny Jolas.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's in a time
free me.
That's awesome. Yeah, so we know each other from the Comedy Store.
Yes.
We both work there in different capacities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're what's known as a door guy, and I do some tech there. But I mostly know you from taking you up the hill.
That's right.
In my car.
That's
hell
right.
Your car, which is parked up. In the hill.
The hill rides. That's
damn.
Right.
The hill rides.
The illustrious hill rides.
So you guys always have to park up in the hill, yeah?
Yeah, and the hill rides are a new thing. Apparently everyone was just on their own.
They would
there
just walk.
There was no sense of community.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They would just walk up that. So Comedy Store is right in the middle of this like crazy hectic area.
Yeah, in Sunset Strip.
Sunset
yeah.
Strip.
Yeah.
And it's insane. And so there's no parking hardly. Luckily, I do get a spot as a tech guy. So... But yeah, so I'll you know, I've driven you up there a few times to get to the car. But people used to hike up?
People still hike up sometimes.
I'm
they
sorry,
just don't speak
you
up.
You don't get any parking as a
no.
door guy?
No, there's
oh,
just
shit.
There's like a block up. There's a horizontal street
wow.
where all these rich people are very mad and, that we park there.
And he says a block up, and I want you to picture a wall.
Yeah,
and
maybe
that's
three
what the
blocks.
Hill is.
Yeah.
It's basically a wall of a hill
yeah.
that you have to climb up
okay.
at 1 a.m.
It's 1 block vertically up.
Yep.
It's like, you know the trailer of Inception?
Yes.
The city
that
is just sort of folding in
that
on itself?
That is it. That is where
we
park.
That's where you park.
Right there.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, you
I've
can see
Nolan
Zach
walking
in the back,
around.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember going to Book Soup one day and seeing Christopher Nolan going, huh, I'm getting an idea.
Yeah. And I'm going, what a nightmare.
What a nightmare. Hope is, what a nightmare. And he goes, oh, nightmare.
Wow.
What?
There was a kid on the street like spinning a top.
Oh, hang on. His brain starts melting out of his ears. That's just a classic LA story.
That dude, I was spinning a top the other day. Man. You forget.
Yeah.
You could get lost spinning a top.
Oh, this is wild that you're saying this because so was I. I was with a baby babysitting. What? And he has like a multicolored top and I start spinning and I'm like, you're on your own, baby. I got to watch this top.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of get mesmerized. You start doing stuff and you look back and you go, look at it. It's still going.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Wow. That was a hell of a spin.
You get really impressed with yourself.
Yeah. Dishes are almost done. Top's still spinning. Wow.
Dishes almost. Let's get to some trivia.
Hell yeah.
All right. So we've been doing trilogies here on the show for a bit now.
We've been doing trilogies.
Look, the words are the same in the main and the cap and the hey, hey, hey.
That's Kyle's brain. That's how it works.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. I had to reset. Mm-hmm. We've been doing trilogies, and this week is no exception.
Okay.
We're talking about Nirvana.
Oh!
They had three studio albums.
Interesting.
And this month of May, they is when they did the recording session for Nevermind in 1991.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
We don't think about Nirvana as a trilogy enough, do we?
No, we don't think about Nirvana as a trilogy. Look,
three band members, three albums.
Yes. Mm. Okay.
I didn't realize it was three albums.
Yeah, neither did I.
Three studio albums.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy
shit. I mean, they have like a compilation album. They have like, the Unplugged, but it's only three studio albums.
Wow.
So they recorded in 1991 over in Van Nuys at Sound City Studios this May. So I thought, let's do a question about Nirvana.
Okay. I love it.
Here we go. What is the name of the... And today we're talking about the Nevermind album.
Thank you.
So what is the name of the last track on the album? Nameless Tireless? Tireless Endless? Endless Nameless? Name of the Ending List? We're going to find out right after the break!
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Blueberries. Take a bite. One's delicious. Next one, that's gross. Blueberries.
You ever buy a fishing pole and then you get to the lake and you realize, oh man, I bought just a bunch of data about fish when I should have bought a real actual fishing pole. That's right, come down to Real Actual Fishing Pole Store and get a real actual fishing pole today because you need it if you're going to fish. And a real fishing pole is going to be really good.
Ew, she had to blow her nose.
She always has to blow her nose.
I don't think that's disgusting. People, I always like get up and leave a table because I'm like, maybe some people here think it's gross.
It
doesn't bother me.
Before this, I was on a Zoom call and had to blow my nose.
Oh my goodness, is this
and
in? Okay,
it's like, what's the, there's the frame. Do I like,
you're on a Zoom?
Yeah.
A little writer's group.
Like, what's the
or is it more normal to just do it and not like duck away?
Yeah, but then are people being like, what is she doing? She's really making a
a scene out of it.
What are your thoughts on eating on a Zoom call? When you see someone eating and you're like in a Zoom, maybe there's like 10 people, you know, and one person's like fully eating their lunch. What's your take?
I would say you got to mute and go camera off.
Camera off.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No,
get that out of here.
Mukbang. This isn't a mukbang.
Uh-uh.
A mukbang.
Have you heard of a mukbang?
No.
That's like, I think it's...
Is it two Pokemon really going at it?
Yeah.
Oh, two slime-based Pokemon?
Yeah. Two slime-based Pokemon really going at it?
Yeah, they're just mucking and banging. No, it's like a... I don't know if it's a... I don't know where the term originated, but it's like people eating. It's like the term... People... I watch a lot of like restaurant reviews and people are always like, this bite was good. You know, they're at the restaurant with their camera set up. Like,
oh, yeah.
10 out of 10 on this pasta. But always it says hashtag mukbang and people call those mukbang videos. I don't know what
that is.
Maybe it's like a Korean term or something.
Huh. Interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
So some fridge notes here.
Okay.
What do I got? Where to go? Why do I put it so far away? So
one of those words that doesn't sound like what
no.
it is.
Mukbang, I'm still on it. I'm not, I'm sorry, to be honest, I haven't
too
listened
slime
to Kyle
based
at all.
Pokemon.
Yeah, it is.
No, I get it.
That is really what it is.
Listen, I get the Pokemon reference. That's not the part.
Merch, I think this is the last week of merch. I didn't write
shit!
It in my thing.
No, it is.
But yeah, I'm going to say May 8th, which I realized May 8th.
Mate. Roommate.
Oh my God.
Lovers. So I don't know what that means to the podcast.
Yeah. So
but May 8th is the last day for the merch we currently have.
Get your
tanks. If you haven't got it, get it.
Get your tees. Get your sweatshirts.
Maggie, do you have any fridge notes out there?
I do want to say this. People have been blocking our driveway lately, as we know.
Uh-huh.
The other day, this was a couple nights ago, a beautiful Tesla was fully blocking, all the way blocking our driveway.
Oh God.
But it was running. And it was like midnight. Why was I home so late? Who knows? I was coming home late. And it was so late. Who knows where she was? Who knows what she was up to? Kyle's out of town. I could have been anywhere doing it with anyone. And that's what I was
doing. That's how it goes.
That's true marriage right there.
Oh, God. He was gone. It was like, finally.
Who knows?
I come around the corner, and you know, we live on a corner. It's kind of, it's like, yeah, surprisingly it's busy spot. For being in a mountain. I'm like swinging around, and I'm like, oh, shit, there's a Tesla blocking the driveway. My car is now completely perpendicular in the road facing the wrong way. Like, if road goes this way, my car is this way. Yeah. And I'm facing the Tesla, and it's on. So I'm like, beep beep.
Yeah.
Kind of get out of the, go on beep beep. Nothing. Nothing.
And you have the funniest horn too. It literally is like, oh my god, me.
It's like road, if Roadrunner was like a baby. Yeah. It's like meet me.
Yeah.
Because it's a Volkswagen Beetle from 2008.
Yes.
Excuse me. like a Victorian ghost child. I'm sorry. But I'm going like, please move, beep beep. Nothing. I'm like, okay, they're not in their car. I kind of lay on the horn, but it's late.
And this is midnight?
It's late. So I'm like, beep, 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 beep. Nothing. I sit there again. I'm like, I guess I'll get out of my car, but I'm fully blocking, all the way blocking the road. Like, because that's just the nature of how we have to get in the driveway.
It's a weird street.
Beep, 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 nothing. I'm like about to get out of the car. Finally, a full minute has passed without anything happening. The Tesla just drives away. No one got, they were in there the whole time. Someone was in there the whole fucking time. A psychopath was just in the Tesla and then just blocked us. And I'm screaming, please, excuse me. I live here. You're blocking my house.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that chaotic?
Maybe it was Tiffany Haddish.
Probably. Oh, does she drive? Does she drive a Tesla?
She was caught with a DUI, but she was just sleeping in her Tesla.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Let's go with that. Yeah, Tiffany, I love your work, but please get the fuck out my driveway.
Just move up a few feet,
just
Tiffany.
Just a little. Just go. There's parking. Right. It's like a very calm street.
All right. Is it nameless, tireless, tireless, endless, endless, nameless, name of the endingless?
I'm going to go tireless, endless.
I'm going tireless, endless because of your confidence.
Both wrong?
Fuck!
Damn.
Damn it!
It is the hidden track that begins 10 minutes after the album's last listed song, Something in the Way, and it is called Endless Nameless.
Damn it!
Oh.
We were so close, Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the days where you could have like a hidden track that started like 10 minutes after the last.
That's insane.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
What's good is that once we enter the time loop, now we'll know the answer.
Now we'll, Once you guys repeat this.
Yeah.
We'll tireless, that is really how you start the time loop. Mm-hmm. Endless, endless, nameless.
Yep.
Oh, it's a good name for a time loop
that
film.
That is a time loop.
I love it.
Yep. So
Christopher Nolan might be sitting outside like, wow, I keep following these people and I get the next big thing.
Yeah, we're his muse. We're his three muses.
I'm like, you know what's kind of a tenet?
It's one of the tenets of our society.
I have a segment for us.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's always good when you just announce, I have a segment
for us. I know. Well, you know, it's one of those things where like, I'm like, oh, I wish I... This is a segment we've done before. I'm like, oh, I wish I reread this intro beforehand. But you know what? We're going into it.
Okay.
It's time for Pod or Die!
Okay.
That's right. It's the segment where we find out, is this a product from roommate lovers or from real life?
Okay.
So Zach, you know, we do a bunch of commercials on this show for very real products, but some of them aren't as real as you might think. So you get it. So here's how this game will work. Roommates, Maggie, you're competing against each other. I'm going to give Maggie the name of a product or business, and she has to tell me if it's Pod or not.
Oh my God.
That is it a roommate lover's product or not?
Okay.
Then, you, roommate, have to tell me what the product is.
He has a name, okay? And it's Pee Pee Poo Poo.
I am Pee Pee Poo Poo comic, sometimes blowing nose booger stuff.
Thank you. That was getting loud.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Ready or not?
I think.
Pod or not?
So wait, we essentially are deciding if this is a fake commercial that we made up for the podcast or if it's a real thing that exists.
Yes, that's
great.
What I just...
I remember
this. Okay. I like that description better.
Kyle's was like this.
There were effects. The mic was going away.
It's a lot to handle.
It was like being at a Fish concert. I was like, whoa.
The first product, Maggie.
Okay.
Is Kid Boomerang.
Kid Boomerang. I think I remember that you did Kid Boomerang.
Okay.
I think Kyle invented Kid Boomerang.
And Zach, what sort of product do you think Kid Boomerang is?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked, Kyle, because I just feel like in a society where kids are leashed to their parents, it's such a scary thing.
Yeah.
Ugly to look at.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's nice to know that whenever a kid goes away, their collar... will shoot them right back to their parents as a boomerang.
I think that's exactly what Kyle said in his commercial.
Well, You're both pretty dang close. Maggie, you are correct. It's a real commercial.
Yes.
Kid Boomerang.
No, no, it's not a real commercial.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. Stop this. I'm sorry.
I was like, wait, what?
It's a real
product.
It's a real fake. It's a real roommate lover product.
Oh God, this is falling off the rails.
It's a roommate lover product. Kid Boomerang. It's a boomerang you throw into the sky and catch kids. So Zach, you were pretty dang
and
close.
And catch kids because they need to come home to their home.
Yeah.
You catch kids for the purpose of just kid hunting?
No.
Let's go to the next one.
Let's go to the next one.
Let's dive into the lore of Kid Boomerang.
Yes. Sensual products. No, not really.
What?
I don't know. This is what the music makes me think of.
There was a kid in the last one.
Yeah, what's wrong with this new product?
Everyone, shh.
I hope you've moved
Everyone
on.
Everyone, settle down, listener.
Okay.
Settle down, listener.
Okay.
This product is called Vampire Blood Fine Fragrance Mist.
Vampire Blood. Okay, who's guessing if it's real?
You.
I'm going to guess that is not from our podcast.
Okay. And Zach, what sort of product do you think Vampire Blood Fine Fragrance Mist is?
It has to be tied to the Twilight series. I mean, they were on McDonald's cups. They were on, you know, they're things. Yeah. They're in there. I'm guessing it's a cologne, eau de toilette.
Eau de toilette.
I believe.
You're both pretty dang close once again. I'm going to give you 2 for 2. Vampire Blood Fine Fragrance Mist. Experience a scent that's equal parts eerie and enchanting, perfectly capturing the essence of the night. From Bath and Body Works.
From Bath and Body Works?
Wow.
I was definitely expecting like from goth.com.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Wow. Okay, cool. That's good. So it's not Twilight adjacent.
It's not, but I guess, you know, vampires were always kind of hot. We can't give all the credit to Twilight.
Why are vampires so hot?
Like, they're like allure. It's like, you know, their game back in the day was probably very charming. Now you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
You're totally right. Like 60 years ago?
Where it's like, come to me. It's like, no.
No.
I'm going to be over
here. I have
here.
Options.
Yeah. What do you need?
What are you talking about? I'm literally on Hinge right now. What? Like hundreds of non-blood-sucking...
Swipe me, please.
Swipe. Swipe. Swipe.
All right, Zach, you're going to tell me this one.
Okay.
The next product is Cottagecore Leaf Bag Purse.
Cottagecore
Leaf Bag Purse.
And I have to say, if it was really something on the podcast,
whatever you want, but yes, is this a real product or is this a real roommate lover product?
It's not that hard to understand. Is it real or is it real
or not?
Right.
I was gonna come up with a different title for this game, but I forgot.
I think it is a real roommate lover product.
Mm-hmm. Meg, okay.
What sort of product do you think it is?
Well, I think when we advertised this, I think that it was a purse in the shape of a little cabin in the woods with little ivy and moss growing all over it because it's cottagecore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you're both, I would say, fairly wrong.
Damn it.
Bag purse is a real product. It's a cross-body messenger bag. This would be a beautiful in an elven setting, gathering herbs under the full moon, simultaneously whimsical yet sophisticated in a boho way. Very Legolas.
Okay, now I'm on board.
Wow.
I'm a Legolas.
That's what it says in the description. Very Legolas.
Very Legolas.
Is pretty much the vibe I'm looking for in my purchases.
Wasn't Legolas thing. Like the blonde arrow guy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He wasn't cottage.
He's a woodland prince, Zach. I think you'll find his surname. People call him Legolas Greenleaf.
Son of Thranduil,
of the woodland realm.
Oh my God!
Okay,
we got the whole ancestry,
I think that's
right?
Cottagecore.
Yeah. You just pull up an arm tattoo, and this is where the families diverge.
You have no idea how close you are.
Anyways,
what's boho?
Yeah, what is boho?
Boho is like bohemian. It's just
so we just shortened it.
I've heard boho before, but I was afraid to ask.
Yeah,
boho.
I'm happy to help.
Yeah. I was a little
I'm happy to help.
On it. Oh, sorry. Un's short for unsure. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow, Kyle.
I was a little unshow.
I was a little unshow.
That is
good. Hey, that's pretty good.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
I love that.
All right. Unshow. Next one up. Zach, tell me. This product is called Laser Horse. Laser Horse.
Laser Horse.
Is it a real product or is it a real roommate lover product?
Laser Horse. Laser Horse.
Yeah.
And be specific.
Yeah.
When you tell me those things.
I'm going to say it's a real roommate lover product.
Yeah.
And Maggie?
I would have to agree with
that. What do you think
this
product is?
Well, I know what it is because I'm sure we've done it on the podcast. No,
and Zach, I want to say, like, you might think this game is unfair because we deliver these ads.
No.
But I'm telling you,
no.
Can't remember.
We did a recording yesterday.
You guessed wrong on the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't remember. I mean, like, when I go back and listen to these, one, always fucking blown away. Do we do these ad reads good? I mean, I'm like, wow, we fucking rock.
We rock.
You find
Two,
them.
I don't remember doing this at all.
No. Yeah.
I'll ask
you
this. Listen, you have a podcast, right? Like,
yeah.
Do people come up to you and say, like, hey, I loved on the podcast, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I have
no memory.
I mean, that happens.
I was just talking about that last night.
Every
with
time.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I'll be like, thanks for listening.
Right, right.
But remember when you took your hand off and you put it up your butt and you ran around the yard and you're like, what?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Thanks.
Like, is that mine?
Are you sure that was me?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like something I would do.
Or they'll say like a catchphrase that got like, you know,
yes.
They're like, grab my feet socks.
Yeah.
I did love that episode. That was a good one.
Actually love the grab my feet socks episode.
The grab my feet socks was so hilarious.
It makes me think like any room rats out there listening, you could come up to Kyle and I. And now, Zach, and be like, I loved when you did that episode of Roommate Lovers, when you did the part where you all turned into unicorns and ran around. And we'd be like, yep.
Dude, even Time Loop, I'll be like,
Time Loop.
I've heard that before.
Where have I heard that?
Michelle Stick will stick with me.
That one
will Michelle Stick. Michelle Stick will not. I'll be like, what are you talking about?
Hey, Zach, Michelle Stick, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to Zach and say that.
I say yes, and it ends everything quicker.
Yeah, that's true.
I always go, yeah.
Because you're everywhere to tree.
Get it?
I'll be around the corner like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I do remember that.
That's so boho.
That's so boho. Right.
Anyway, so Laser Horse. I would say Laser Horse, let's not overcomplicate this. This is a horse that's made out of the pure essence of a laser. And if you ride upon his back, he will take you to space.
All right. Laser Horse is from the podcast.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Laser Horse, who is your best friend and will love your family in a deeper way than you ever could.
That's a product I would buy.
Yeah, that's tough.
But is he cottagecore?
Dead Man's Toe.
Oh, I hate
Maggie?
It. Dead Man's Toe. Oh, this could go either way.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's from the world. the real world.
And Zach, what sort of product do you think Dead Man's Toe is?
Look, guys, I'm not here to mince words about what Dead Man's Toe
Please
is.
Please don't. We have a no mince policy.
It is purely for the effects of horror.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sizable toe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say vaguely Caucasian.
Okay.
With a comedically cartoonish shaped bone sticking out of the bloody end of it. And it is used for the purpose of scaring and startling people. Or a lot of film industry here.
Yeah.
You could go pick up at the rental house and
yep.
we'll do three lights, two generators, and we'll do a dead man's toe.
And we'll do a dead man's toe. It's just like the order.
Dead man's toe.
Every grip
it's part
knows.
Of the order, yeah.
Consider the words unminced. Dead man's toe is a real product. It says, Hocus Pocus fans know it's a dead man's toe, not a dead man's nose that you need to steal.
What?
I don't even get that one.
Is that like from Hocus Pocus
is that
the movie?
What, yeah, is that
Hocus
what,
Pocus, you have to steal a dead man's nose.
Yeah, what's the zombie guy?
Oh, Billy.
Yeah, is he the one who like can't say it? Is this a scene? I can't remember now.
No, I think it's just at the beginning. They're like making a big potion and they're like,
And they say a dead man's nose.
A dead man's toe. Dead man's nose. I don't.
Well, they said dead man's nose, but okay, but then
why are they shitting on Hocus Pocus?
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're not. I think it's a product for people like Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus is a classic.
All right, I'm sorry I picked the wrong.
Okay, but if you like Hocus Pocus, they're like, if you love that dead man's nose knives line, wait till you
get a whiff of this stinky dead toe.
Maggie, Google it. Google it.
Okay.
Google dead man's toe Hocus Pocus and see what comes up.
Hocus Pocus.
You know how I found these products this time? Because previously I was like Googling like weird products, and this time what I did is I just thought of weird things and then Googled that.
So you Googled dead man's toe.
So Kyle
has
in his
Googled
Google
something
history.
Similar, I guess, and it somehow led me to an Etsy page that led me to that. That's what it was.
That's great.
Yeah. So I just like kept going. What are you doing? Trying to play it?
Dead man's toe. Dead man's toe. Dead man's toe.
And is that what it is or
yeah.
no? Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, 100%.
So, okay, okay.
I can see
Does
it.
Does she
I'm
say anything
it.
About a dead man's nose?
Not to my knowledge.
Not that we dead man knows.
Not in this clip that is 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
Did they say dead man's nose?
Okay. All right.
Oh, another.
The next product on today's cool and relaxed time. Work paper.
Yeah.
Zach?
Yeah.
Work paper.
If I had to guess, I'm going to say that's a real world product.
100%.
Maggie?
100%. Work paper is paper that's like, Okay, you know in the 90s when printer paper had like the perforations on it?
Both sides?
That's work paper.
Yeah.
All right. You're both wrong.
Damn it!
Work paper is from the podcast.
No.
Work paper. No more paperwork. Paper will work you.
So what are you buying?
Yeah, that's right.
Oscar's classic silver trash can. Maggie, Oscar's classic silver trash can.
No, that's gotta be real. That's real. That's Oscar's.
And Zach, what is the product?
It's a collector's item. Oscar the Grouch is
You're
humble
both
abode.
Wrong. Oscar's classic silver trash can is from the podcast. Throw your trash away in a trash can that looks like Oscar's silver trash can. And the last one.
Okay.
Make 'em.
Make 'em?
Make 'em.
Can you spell it?
It's M-A-K-E and then capital E-M. All one word. Make 'em.
Make 'em.
Make 'em.
Zach, real or real roommate lover product?
Make 'em.
Make 'em.
Yeah, keep saying it. It might come to you.
Make 'em.
Make 'em.
Make 'em.
I love the old prospector. Like, make 'em.
I'm going real world product, and I'm sorry
Maggie.
To pass
no,
it
no, I
to
agree.
You.
No, don't be sorry because I know exactly what it is.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah, make 'em. Yeah, make 'ems are crafts for grandmas.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You don't have to be a grandma, but they're popular among
popular.
Grandmothers. You could be anyone
popular.
And do a make 'em.
You could be anyone.
Yeah, so it's just sort of a box of shit that mm-hmm. you can hot glue together.
Oh, I like
That's
that.
Love it. I totally love it, and you both are exactly wrong. Make 'em is from the podcast. It's an app to make friends that laugh at everything you say and also lips around your tongue and deep dive that butt.
Wow.
Thank you for joining us on another installment of Pod or Nah.
Thank you, Kyle.
How expensive is the membership of that app?
Yeah, it's undeterminable right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm guessing it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah, I think we have a free promo code. Use the code ROOMRAT and get it just for $25 a month.
Okay.
$25
wow.
a month.
Kyle, that's great. Thank you.
Zach, thank you so much
thank
for
you
being
guys.
Here and
oh
staying
my God.
In the room.
That's
know?
It?
Yeah, that's it.
Dude, that was so much fun.
We're
that
in
was
out.
Feels like that was 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's because you're in a time loop. Sorry. Yeah.
Shaboozy.
No, I'm not listening.
Shaboozy, shaboozy, shaboozy.
Anything you'd like to share or plug before we get you all cozied up in your little room?
Oh, my God. You guys, before I head back up to my room, mm-hmm. I would love for you to check out our next show, Joke Off. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get a chance to explain, but it's like the cooking show Chopped, if you've ever watched mm-hmm. it. The audience... shouts out a topic. Four comics have to go back and write stand-up. Yep. They have 10 minutes to write stand-up on the topic. And then we have some great pop-in guests to perform while they write. The next one is June 6th.
Yep.
So
Amazing.
Come to that. And then I'll be in the Netflix Festival doing some shows.
Hell yeah.
May 8th, I'll be with Saul Trujillo at the
Hell
in the belly
yeah.
room at the Comedy Store. That's going to be a great one.
May 8th.
Whoa, May 8th.
Whoa.
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 Whoa. Whoa.
Chills.
Check it out.
All over my body.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Guys, look at my dead man's toe. It's covered in chills.
Yeah.
It's covered in chills. Whoa.
And Hesby Street is our podcast, HESBY. Mm-hmm. A lot of great fun things coming up there. We're going to do me and Torio, my co-host, are going to go on the road a little bit in
Heck
June.
Yeah.
So,
are you stopping in Chicago at some point, or did that already happen?
Torio did.
Oh, Torio.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
And then
I don't know what your guys' names are at the comedy store.
Yeah,
you all look alike.
Yeah.
A joke about a girlfriend, a joke about
exactly.
a homeless guy.
Life is weird. I'm depressed.
Right?
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand-up. We get it.
I just want one day I get out on that stage and the whole audience is like, Dead Man's Toe.
For 10 minutes, they take your whole time.
And I go, got your nose.
Got
I got to reference a nose for
Boom.
This.
Yes.
Zach Chapelloni on all socials.
Yes. Zach, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
being
so
here.
Much.
Thanks,
and if there's
guys.
Anything you need, let us know. I know we do lock you in at night.
Yes.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Safety. Our safety. Your safety.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if there is a fire.
Anyway, just
it's
get
in
up
the contract.
There.
Okay.
The
good luck.
Goodbye.
All right. Good night.
Candles.
Good night. I'm not tired yet, though.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Hey, oh, whoa, hey, folks. let's calm down now because we're almost
down.
To the end here.
We're
time.
Almost.
This is 5 minute warning.
This is a 5 minute warning. Actually, probably less than
that. 3 minute warning. 3 minute and 12 second
probably
warning.
Probably less than that.
Mm.
But we're warning you that it's close to nigh to done.
It's close to nigh.
You know, and I'm looking at starting that tribute band any second now.
Yeah.
Kyle Branch.
Kyle Branch is coming out.
Is coming out. So keep tuned to your college campuses, your music venues, wherever you want.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Keep tuned.
I'll be performing soon.
But if you want to support something else, you should support our podcast, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Support the show.
One way you can do that is by writing a review and rating us. So scroll down in the app you're looking at right now. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, whatever as you're using.
Yes. And hey, it's the last week of merch.
Oh my God,
May
guys. 8th. Get your merch.
It's going to be done. If
Seriously.
You listen to this after May 8th, it's too late.
It's so good. It's literally so good.
But hey, also send us any anonymous questions you got. It can be found in the episode description of this. You can also leave us an anonymous voicemail. All that really helps us. Otherwise, let's get out of here, Maggie. My arms are tired. I'm Kyle.
I'm Maggie. Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be all right.
This episode is brought to you by Rivers, like lakes, but more wiggly. Rivers.
That's it. Bye-bye.